Thursday morning, we're checking in with Dave Lorenz, Travel Michigan. Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Jack. Feeling really well on this beautiful day.
Yeah, I tell you, we're finally, maybe hopefully, seeing some real summer weather arrive. It's going to be a sunny day today in the low 80s. And we've still got lots of summer ahead of us. And each week we like to think of something else to do or vacation-wise. Today we're traveling to beautiful Antrim County, correct?
Yeah, not too far away, just in your own backyard. And that's kind of the great thing about, especially living where you do in this great state of Michigan, is that there is so much beauty and natural wonders right in your own backyard, like Antrim County. Probably most notable for the Torch Lake area, and a beautiful place it is.
It really is, and we talk about Torch Lake. One of the things I was thinking about is I hear, you know, from a lot of folks, if they've got their boat, man, they love to just drop it and kind of ride the chain of lakes.
Absolutely. Chain of lakes, kind of including Torch Lake and the other couple of lakes in that area. And you know, the funny thing is, anywhere else in the world, you would look at that Antrim County area and Torch Lake and the other couple of lakes in the area and say, well, what a, you know, a big waterway. You know, in this area, of course, in the middle of the Great Lakes, kind of hard to look at it that way. But it is a really great place, especially if you like to boat. You can drop in at, like the Elk River area, kind of go through Torch Lake and then the others that are all part of that system.
You bet. So there's a great thing to do. And then I know that, you know, there's a lot of areas when you speak of golf here in northern Michigan. I mean, there's lots of golf courses, but Antrim County has got some beautiful places to go play too.
Yep. And, you know, I do try to get out whenever I can. And I got to say that your entire area has so much golf. We like to call Michigan America's summer golf capital, and I actually think about places like at Shanty Creek and Summit and Shush, but there are other some really great golf courses, like Hawk's Eye is getting some great press these days, Agaming Golf Course in Gwaden, beautiful, and I have not been to Antrim Dells, but everybody tells me it's a great place, and I'm sure it is, and don't forget about Elk Rapid Golf Club as well.
You betcha.
Yep.
All right. Any other, I've got a couple things, but I don't want to necessarily dominate the conversation.
Oh, no, it's okay. Well, you know, I think that the place that I would most want to mention is the Grass River Natural Area. It's about 1,300 acres of protected Grass River Natural Area. You know, we all talk about the wetlands and how important it is to save the wetlands for environmental reasons. And, you know, so many different types of wildlife really depend on the grassy areas. At one point, Michigan was probably primarily a grassy area, more like in the rest of the Midwest. At some point, of course, we started getting all these trees all over the place. Well, here's an area that you can still see this really beautiful kind of grassy water area in kind of like the rolling hills of the Antrim County area. Really is a special place. You're going to see a lot of different type of wildlife. And, of course, it's kind of in the middle of that Chain of Lakes waterway area. Sure. So check that out. And as part of that, of course, you'll be able to, if you want to kayak, for instance, which I really do recommend you consider, you could go through Torch, Clam Lake, and Lake Belair as well. Just a beautiful area, whether you like to see wildlife or whether you just simply like to see the scenery itself. It's really worthwhile just getting to the area.
Okay. And of course, I know that Antrim County's got the Harbor Days. That's always a big deal in Elk Rapids. That's coming up here in a couple weeks.
Yep, going through about the 1st of August. Lots of different festivals and fairs. Harbor Days, of course, in Elk Rapids. But there's also the Antrim County Fair coming up that first full weekend in August. You have the Rubber Ducky Days in Bel Air, August 15th, and then the Big Art Festival in Alden as well, August 29th. You know, I should mention, because we have breweries popping up all over the state these days, you know, people think of the Traverse region for wineries, but you have some really fine breweries as well, including in Traverse City. But in the Antrim area, you should check out Short's Brewing Company. I've actually brought travel writers here. It's such a unique place. You know, great for the adult beverages that they make. But it's just a cool, kind of quaint little area. Locals can even have their own mugs made, and they can just keep their own mugs there so you're not using others all the time. And it's pretty cool. Short's Brewing. Check that out as well.
Our time is growing short, Dave, but okay. I got to mention one place because I just think it's cool because it takes me back to my childhood, and that is the Spirit of the Woods Museum at Gunstfeller's Taxidermy. Have you ever been in there?
You know, I have not been there yet, but I hear everybody talking about it. You're going to find all the, animals that are natural to this area. I hate to say stuffed animals because that doesn't say it right. But
it's so low tech.
Yeah,
that it's really
it still works.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
You know, everything, and that's its quaint charm. So I throw that out there. It's easy to find right there on 31, so hit it. It's a lot of fun, the Spirit of the Woods Museum.
Buffalo to, you know, whitetail to squirrel. You know, you find it all there. Yeah.
It's a great spot. It really is.
Yeah.
Family entertainment.
All right, good.
Well, hey, Dave, I appreciate it. Travel Michigan. Of course, anybody has any questions, thoughts, or need trip planning about the great state of Michigan, what's the website they should go to?
All they have to do is go to Michigan.org, Michigan.org. We're there 24/7 waiting to help you out.
All right, Dave, thank you much.
Thank you.